Blog Talk Radio.
God bless you, brother, and thank you for tuning in to the Word of God through Jesus Christ Street and Outreach Broadcast. This is Apostle Alan E. Coleman, Jr., and I'm here to share with you a word that the Lord has put in my spirit, and it is to minister to the men of God that are in the ministry waiting for their wives. It is also given unto me to share this with the women of God that are in the ministry, rightfully so, and waiting for God to bless them with their husbands. It is also for those that are in the ministry that might be looking the wrong way. You might be looking right when God is coming left, or you might be looking left when God is coming right. You might be looking forward when God is coming up in the back, or you might be looking backward while God got the blessing right in front of you. This lesson is for those that are deep in the middle of a fast and for those that are in a spiritual war against the devil and are praying for victory, for marriage, or for their spouses, or even for themselves and the things that they do that either will or do bring trouble in the marriage. This is a self-cleansing message. In Jesus' name, amen. I'd like to ask you to turn to Genesis chapter 24. While you're doing that, let me say grace over the meal. Father, in the name of Jesus, forgive us for our sins. Thank you for everything. We ask, Lord, that you minister to us this morning, that you use this allotted time to get your point across and to feed your children, to answer some questions, and to reveal some instruction and direction to those that are asking you humbly. Again, we thank you for everything. Thank you for this 2:30 hour. We are so grateful for being alive and being able to be used by you to share this message. And Lord, I ask that this word be deep yet simple, and simple yet deep. Make me usable, and please use me, and fill me with the word of wisdom and the word of knowledge, and give us all a spiritual understanding of your word and receiving spirit. In Jesus' name we thank you and we pray. Amen. Again, turn to Genesis chapter 24. And while you're there, as is my custom, as the Lord has given me, I'm going to read a description of the lesson, and we're going to go right into Genesis 24. Isaac wasn't even looking for a bride. He had something else on his plate that he was going through. His mother was sick and not doing well. His father was concerned about him, so much so that Abraham sent his servant out to get a wife for Isaac. He didn't go to look for one, nor to find one, but he went to get one. God has the spouse for you. He has the right mate for you. Sometimes the Lord presents someone to us in our lives that is for us, but we look on the outside and see according to the flesh and not after the spirit. Discernment is such a blessed gift to have. We need to start discerning and stop discrediting. Engagement results in marriage, and marriage is for a lifetime. Sometimes some of us have to go through one, two, maybe three marriages before we learn what marriage requires. God understands that. He doesn't like it, but he understands that. He'd rather that we stay before him and let him bless us in the ways that he desires so that time isn't wasted. God supports marriage, and rightly so, because he created it. All of this just being in a relationship holds no weight, nor is it solid. Marriage is the covenant that the Lord honors and smiles upon. The highest level to take a relationship between man and woman is marriage. Anything else is for play. Grab your Bibles and pens and papers, and let's delve into the Word of God and feast. In Genesis 24, I'm in the King James Version, verse 1 says, "And Abraham was old and well stricken in age, and the Lord had blessed Abraham in all things. And Abraham said unto his eldest servant of his house that ruled over all that he had,
put, I pray thee, thy hand under my thigh, and I will make thee swear by the Lord, the God of heaven, and the God of the earth, that thou shalt not take a wife unto my son of the daughters of the Canaanites among whom I dwell. But thou shalt go unto my country and to my kindred and take a wife unto my son Isaac. And the servant said unto him, Peradventure the woman will not be willing to follow me unto this land. Must I needs bring thy son again unto the land from whence thou camest? And Abraham said unto him, Beware thou, that thou bring not my son thither again. The Lord God of heaven, which took me from my father's house and from the land of my kindred, and which spake unto me, and that sware unto me, saying, Unto thy seed will I give this land, he shall send his angel before thee, and thou shalt take a wife unto my son from thence. And if the woman will not be willing to follow thee, then thou shalt be clear from this my oath. Only bring not my son thither again. And the servant put his hand under the thigh of Abraham his master and swore to him concerning that matter. And the servant took 10 camels of the camels of his master and departed, for all the goods of his master were in his hand, and he arose and went to Mesopotamia unto the city of Nahor. And he made his camels to kneel down without the city by a well of water at the time of the evening, even the time that women go out to draw water. And he said, O Lord God of my master Abraham, I pray thee, send me good speed this day, and shew kindness unto my master Abraham. Behold, I stand here by the well of water, and the daughters of the men of the city come out to draw water. And let it come to pass that the damsel to whom I shall say, Let down thy pitcher, I pray thee, that I may drink, and she shall say, Drink, and I will give thy camels drink also. Let the same be she that thou hast appointed for thy servant Isaac, and thereby shall I know that thou hast shewed kindness unto my master. And it came to pass, before he had done speaking, that behold, Rebekah came out, who was born in Bethuel, son of Milcah, the wife of Nahor, Abraham's brother, with her pitcher upon her shoulder. And the damsel was very fair to look upon, a virgin, neither had any man known her. And she went down to the well and filled her pitcher and came up. And the servant ran to meet her and said, Let me, I pray thee, drink a little water of thy pitcher. And she said, Drink, my lord. And she hasted and let down her pitcher upon her hand and gave him drink. And when she had done giving him drink, she said, I will draw water for thy camels also until they have done drinking. And she hasted and emptied her pitcher into the trough and ran again unto the well to draw water and drew for all his camels. And the man, wondering at her, held his peace to wit whether the Lord had made his journey prosperous or not. And it came to pass, as the camels had done drinking, that the man took a golden earring of half a shekel weight and 2 bracelets for her hands of 10 shekels weight of gold and said, Whose daughter art thou? Tell me, I pray thee, is there room in thy father's house for us to lodge in? And she said unto him, I am the daughter of Bethuel, the son of Milcah, which she bare unto Nahor. She said moreover unto him, We have both straw and provender enough and room to lodge in. And the man bowed down his head and worshiped the Lord. And he said, Blessed be the Lord God of my master Abraham, who hath not left destitute my master of his mercy and his truth. I being in the way, the Lord led me to the house of my master's brethren. And the damsel ran and told them of her mother's house these things. Praise God. The thought God gave me for this lesson is called the highest level to take a relationship between man and woman is marriage. Anything else is for play. The title of the lesson is, Where God Sends Your Spouse, He's Placed What You Need in Them. You just have to be in season. Father, again, we thank you for this word, and we ask, Lord, that you minister to us and feed us and encourage us in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you for hearing us and for answering us.
In Jesus' name, you do the teaching. In Jesus' name, we thank you and we pray. Amen. When you look at this text, it is very important to understand a few things that we have seen to forgotten. One is the fact that Abraham was concerned about his son's life. He was concerned even about the type of woman that his son would have. He sent his servant out to go and take a wife unto his son. Take a wife. Now, the Lord knows that the scripture says, whoso findeth the wife findeth a good thing, because he's the one that wrote it. But findeth in the Hebrew does not mean to go and look. What it means is to meet, come upon. That's what the word find there means. And this word take, it's funny that Abraham didn't say go find a wife, but he said go take a wife. This word take is from the Hebrew word lakach, and it means to take. Simple as that. But it goes deeper. Not only does it mean to take, it means to take or to accept or to bring or to buy or to carry away. It also means drawn, fetch, to get. It means also to mingle or to place or to receive, to reserve, to seize, to send for, to win, to take. Abraham told his servant to go and to lakach a wife unto my son. And he gave him specifics. He said, don't give a wife from the Canaanites to my son. Don't seize that kind of wife among the people that I dwell around. She can't be common. But go unto my country and to my kindred and take or seize or win a wife unto my son Isaac. Now, it's a blessing that Abraham said this to his servant, and I just want to throw this in there for your notes. Just because it doesn't mention that God told Abraham to do this, just because it doesn't say that doesn't mean that God wasn't behind it, because God was behind it. We're going to see that in a minute. The servant said to Abraham, peradventure, which means perhaps, the woman will not be willing to follow me unto this land. Sometimes God, when he sends a wife to a husband, God sometimes uproots the wife from where she is and from the land that she's in and from the people that she's around and from the ties that she's involved with, because God wants to join her to her husband. Now, again, it's thank you, Lord, that this message is for the men in the ministry that are waiting for a wife, because God understands that he has assigned you to do something. He has you working in and over ministry. So what the Lord is doing is he will send a wife to you. He will send her. She will come from her land and come to your land. And the servant said to Abraham, perhaps this woman will not follow me. Perhaps she won't uproot. Perhaps she wants to stay there. Verse 6 says that Abraham said unto him, beware thou that thou bring not my son thither again. The Lord God of heaven, which took me from my father's house and from the land of my kindred, and which spake unto me, and that swear unto me, saying, unto thy seed will I give this land, he shall send his angel before thee, and thou shalt take or seize or win or reserve or send for a wife unto my son from there. And if the woman will not be willing to follow thee, then thou shalt be clear from this my oath. Only bring not my son thither again. He said, don't bring my son back there. My son don't need to go back to that land where we came from, where God brought us from. No, he don't need to go back where the kindred are. He don't need to go and visit the family. He don't need to do that.
My son got other things that he's dealing with right now, but I'm sending you on a mission to go and seize a wife for my son. And if she don't want to come, then you're released. There's a lot of us that God has put together, or there's a lot of women. Listen, sisters, there's a lot of you that God has put a man of God in your life. And what you didn't understand was, yes, it was up to you to say yay or nay. But if you said nay, then God will make other ways. God has other daughters. God will open other doors. He will make other ways. It's the same thing with you brothers that are in the ministry. God has answered your prayer and sent some of you that wife that God knows you need, who is for your present, who is different than your past, and who is for your future and your destiny. God has sent her to some of you. But some of you brothers look at her from the outside and say, I don't want her, for whatever reason. And because you've done that and are doing that, you are standing a chance of blowing one of the biggest blessings that God has for you. You know, God used Abraham to answer this servant's question, and God did give Abraham in his spirit, God gave him a checklist to give to the servant, figuratively a checklist, and the checklist was, if she don't want to come, then you're released, but don't bring my son back there at all. And God promised, this is what Abraham told him in verse 7, the Lord God of heaven, which took me from my father's house and from the land of my kindred, and which spake unto me, and that swear unto me, saying, this is what God said to him, unto thy seed will I give this land. He shall send his angel before thee. This is what he said, the same God that told me he will give my seed this land, that God will send his angel before you. So I'm sending you out. But look at this, God is behind the whole thing. But God is going to send his angel before you. As you go to be a blessing, doors will be open, needs will be met. You will meet that sister. You will meet her, because my son needs a certain of wife. The servant took 10 camels of Abraham's camels and departed. And he put things, goods from Abraham on the camels. And he left and went to Mesopotamia unto the city of Nahor. And he made his camels kneel down outside of the city by a well of water in the evening. And it was during the time that the women go out to draw water. Sometimes we, you know, God will put us in the right place at the right time and bless us to meet the right one. We just have to be obedient. It's important to walk with God. It's important to walk under the anointing. It is so, so important, because as we do that, then God is able to bless us. You know, sometimes we got to understand the blessing is right there already waiting, already waiting. There's been times God led me to write, even on Facebook, write poems and letters and deep things onto the wife that I have not even met yet. And there was a couple of people that said to me, Apostle, I don't know, why would you do this? I mean, what do you mean the wife you didn't meet and meet yet and all of that? And the Lord just simply lead me to say this, because you have to see your wife in the spirit. God gave me a spiritual description of my wife. And brothers in the ministry, he gave you a spiritual description of yours too. One of the things God said about my wife is that she will not fight God. She will not leave God. And therefore, she will not fight me. And she won't walk out of the covenant of marriage. She will take the covenant serious. She will be a woman who serves God, loves God, and follows God, and has a relationship with God. It's hard when you're in ministry and you, now the truth is, sometimes we have, us men in ministry, we can admit it, we have fallen for women who are not quite where we are yet. We see, and especially us apostles, we see because we have tunnel vision. So God blesses us to see where a woman is headed, where she's going to be, where God is bringing her to. And sometimes she dilly-dallies along the way, and she doesn't allow God to bring her there in the seasons that God is trying to bring her there. She will fight God, and that will cause her to be worthless to us for ministry. I don't mean that in a derogatory way, but it's just, again, like God said about these women of the Canaanites, there's certain type of women that you just can't accept into your life because they don't fit the mission. They don't fit it. This brother, this servant, Scripture says in verse 12 that he prayed. He said, O Lord God of my master Abraham, I pray thee, send me good speed this day and shew kindness unto my master Abraham. Behold, I stand here by the well of water, and the daughters of the men of the city come out to draw water. And let it come to pass. Now this servant is praying to God, and while he's talking to God, the Holy Ghost is placing the words in his mouth to say so that he's in agreement with God, because God knew what he was going to do, but it had to be spoken in the earth realm. Here's what it said, what he said in verse 14. And let it come to pass that the damsel to whom I shall say, let down thy pitcher, I pray thee, that I might drink. And she shall say, drink, and I will give thy camels drink also. Let the same be she that thou hast appointed for thy servant Isaac, and hereby shall I know that thou hast shewed kindness unto my master. Again, the checklist. There's certain things God told me about my wife. He said she's going to be this way, that way. She's going to say this. She's going to talk this way. She's going to dress this way. She's going to walk this way. I don't know what she looked like. He didn't give me that. Just like right here, this brother don't know. He didn't know what she was going to look like. But what he knew was that according to what the Lord led him to say, there were certain things she was going to say. There were going to be certain things that happened during this encounter. Listen, brethren, I hear the Holy Ghost leading me to say this. You got to watch the women that you allow in your life. One thing that I wouldn't be interested in is a woman that has a whole bunch of men that she's all in their face, or men that are calling her all time and night while you're talking to her on the phone, getting to know her. Every 5 minutes, she's saying, hold on, hold on, hold on. And a lot of times it's because she's answering the phone because other men just have her number. Who in the ministry would want a wife like that? That's not wife material for the man of God. Not only that, there's some women that just can't help but to argue because that's what they do. Certain women just argue. They just, the Lord uses you to tell them something. And what they, sometimes they don't understand that when God is blessing us to consider them as a wife or to consider marrying them, the Lord be blessing us to talk to them. And we are very observant of how they speak, how they respond to us, or how they respond to certain things. And you'll hear them, they'll argue. Some will argue you down left and right. And they don't even understand that while they're busy doing that, the Lord is revealing to us that, no, this is not the one. And if she is the one, she needs some work. Yes, she needs some work. There's sometimes that women have been brainwashed or hurt by other ministries or hurt by other people, and then God allows you to meet her, and he lets you see the godliness in her. He lets you see the holiness that is in her life. He lets you see how he has fashioned her. But he also allows you to see the bad. So he lets you see the good. He lets you see the bad. And he'll allow you to see the ugly. Because when God is bringing someone into your life, whether you're male or female, the Lord wants you to know them that labor among you, to be familiar with them, to notice them, to see them, to see their ways. Listen, thank you, Lord. One of the things, well, all right, God said go a whole different way. It's important to pay attention to the one you're considering for marriage. whether you are a male or a female in the ministry. This message is for those in the ministry, but those not in the ministry that are listening to this, you can get the crumbs. But those that are in the ministry, this is specifically for you, because there are some of you that God has called to the ministry, and he's using you effectively, and you are at the point where socially you are alone and you're ready for a mate. God has purged you and cleansed you, prepared you. If you were married before, he's taught you what you did wrong, and now he's prepared you for a holy marriage. And if you weren't married before, God still was preparing you, and you're ready for marriage, and there's someone in your view, and you're noticing them, and you're pondering. You're saying, wow, all of this good about them, but this part right here, I don't know about. And then there's another side of them that you've seen that you say, oh, no, I don't want to be tied to this for the rest of my life. And then you go back and forth. Why? Because the Lord is allowing you to see the good, the bad, and the ugly. The good keeps you. The bad makes you alert. And the ugly is what you don't want to deal with. So you have to be careful who you allow in your life. There was a lot of brothers that walked up, and I don't mean holy brothers, I'm just talking about men. There's a lot of men that have appeared in the lives of women, and the women looked at them according to the flesh and saw height, saw smile, saw hair, saw skin complexion, saw muscles, and saw nationality and all of that. And the woman said, wow, this would make a good husband, and married him, and he turned out to be Mr. Slick. He wasn't the one at all. There's been some brothers, men that are in the ministry, strong brothers, effective brothers, that are very careful about the women that we accept into our lives. And some of us have met those women that came in talking sweet, that came and said, yes, baby, and yes, darling, yes, honey. And we looked at them and we saw, wow, they would make a good wife. They talk sweet. They don't argue. They build us up. Some even have the audacity to pray with us. They do all of this. And then you let them in, you marry them, and they change. In the beginning of a relationship, usually it's just you two. But after the relationship, after the marriage, after a little time goes on, then you get to see all the type of friends that this person has. And usually birds of a feather flock together. Thank you, Lord. That's why God said that he told Abraham to tell the servant, do not get one of them Canaanite women. Don't get one of them for my son. We don't need to intermingle with them. There's just some people you don't need to intermingle with. This brother, this servant of Abraham, when he prayed this prayer to God about let her say this and say that, scripture says in verse 15, and it came to pass before he had done speaking, before he had finished praying, that Rebekah came. The one that was born to Bethuel, son of Milcah, the wife of Nahor, Abraham's brother. She came with a pitcher upon her shoulder. Men of God in the ministry, when the Lord blessed you to meet your wife, she's already working for the Lord. She's already doing something. She's not lazy. She's not laying around. She don't keep a filthy, nasty house. She's learned how to cook. She's learned how to care for you. She's learned how to care for her husband. She's learned. She knows how to take care of the family. Verse 16 says, and the damsel was very fair to look upon, a virgin. Neither had any man known her. Now, we know today a lot of people are not virgins, but God is not going to give your wife that's sleeping with the whole block. Mm-mm. She might have a past. She might have, but there will not be any residue. Because when God delivers a person, you look at the person and say, you used to do such and such? No, I don't believe that because I don't see it. Why? Because the person that the Son set free is free indeed. It is so important to understand that. Be careful about who you let in your life. She went down to the well and filled her pitcher and came up. And that servant, he ran to her and said, let me, I pray thee, drink a little water of thy pitcher. See, he did what he told the Lord in verse 14 when it come to pass, that the damsel to whom I shall say, let down thy pitcher, I pray thee, that I may drink, and she shall say. Now, it says right here that that's what he said. He tested her. He tested her. Let me, I pray thee, drink a little water of thy pitcher. And she said, drink, my Lord. And she hasted, meaning she was quick, and let down her pitcher. She didn't waste no time upon her hand and gave him drink. And when she had done giving him drink, she said, I will draw water for thy camels also until they have done drinking. So everything went according to how God led him to pray. I like to say this, and then I'm going to close in prayer. Brothers in the ministry, you'll understand this because this is for you. There's a wife. There could be a wife. I know it happened with me. There could be a wife that God has blessed us to meet, and God has said, this is your wife. Notice her. Care for her. Pray for her. Fast for her. Fight for her. And because she hasn't caught the revelation yet, she hasn't capitulated. She hasn't given in to the will of God. She hasn't even noticed you. She might be saying, oh, you're a good friend, but that's it. But yet and still, it's going to come a time when she's going to realize she needs to be prayed for, that she needs the kind of husband that's going to carry her. She's going to notice this. She's going to, women, see, I learned something about women. Now, none of us men can say we totally understand women because we don't. If a man say, I got them all figured out, he's lying. The only one that knows all about women is the one that made them, and that's God. But there's something that the Lord blessed me to learn, and that's this. Sometimes you can say something to a woman right now, and while we think that, all right, it's said and it's over with, a lot of times it don't be. A lot of times she's pondering. Because she's careful also who she give herself to. Now, this is funny because it doesn't matter if she's a good woman or a bad woman. She's still careful who she give herself to. Is he going to fulfill the purpose that she needs in her life? If she's a gold digger, if the man ain't got no money, she ain't going to give herself to him. If she's not a gold digger, but she's a seasoned, godly woman, if the man is not a seasoned, godly man, she's not going to give herself to him. You understand, brothers? Either way, a woman is careful who she gives herself to. The man has to fulfill a purpose. Has to. Now, the second part of this lesson, we're going to examine that more detailed. But right now, the Lord wanted to use me to say this to you, brothers. Be careful who you let in your life. See, the highest level that you could take any relationship to is marriage. All of that, oh, this is my friend, or this is my girl, or this is my girlfriend, that's weak. That's if you two go to a realtor and say, we want to buy a house, and they say, are you married? No, we just go together. That's going to mess it up for you because, you know, that's not taken serious. And look, marriage is such a serious thing that look at how the devil is mocking it by promoting same-sex marriage. Same-sex marriage, marriage that is not fruitful at all. No children could be born from it or nothing. Nothing. Marriage is what God put together for a male and a female. That's why our organs fit each other. That's why one of us has the seed and the other ones have the reproductive organs. God did not make marriage for two people with seeds or two people with reproductive organs to be joined together. That doesn't even fit. Brothers, be careful who you let in your life. And sisters, you be careful who you give yourself to. Because some of you, especially on Facebook, brothers are writing how beautiful you are on your pictures. When they look at your pictures, they're writing beautiful and oh, a queen, and you so foxy, and you this and that. And some of you women are clicking like, or you like to compliment the attention. I'm going to tell you something. God give it to me. A lot of the brothers only want one thing, and after they get all of that, the compliments will stop. The man of God is the best husband you can have. He don't want a girlfriend. He desires a wife. He's not out there chasing all these women of the world. He's waiting, waiting for you. you women of God, if you notice that a real seasoned man of God is noticing you, that's a compliment. Now, I'm praying, right? Father, in Jesus' name, forgive us for our sins. Bless your sons. Strengthen them during their alone period. Strengthen your daughters during their alone period. Save us for the one you have for us. Bring our mates forth, Lord, please, in the mighty name of Jesus. And keep those away from us that are not for us and that don't mean us any good. Let us find no interest in them, not even for a fling, but the one you have for us. Oh, Yadaboshi. Iyanarasakaya. Oh, Yaboshakanarosoko. The one you have for us. Purge them. Cleanse them. Dispense an angel to go to them and bring them to us. Allow us to have a holy encounter like this servant did. Most of all, keep us in prayer before you so that we can pray our way through all of it. Dispense an angel ahead of us to prepare the way. And we're going to thank you for our meet now. Many of us are going to be married before this year is out. Thank you. Now, we love you, Father. And bless us, bless us, bless us in the way that only you can. In Jesus' mighty name, we thank you and we pray, amen. Well, brethren, you can look on my Facebook wall and you'll see the link that you can write to the ministry and leave your prayer request. Or you can call for prayer right now, 203-745-8162. 24 hours, the ministry is open. If you get the voicemails, because God got me on the phone ministering to someone else or something like that, you know, it's always something dealing with ministry. 203-745-8162. This is Apostle Allen E. Coleman, Jr. The ministry is open 24 hours. Let the Lord use you to share with the ministry. Sow a love offering into the good soil. You can, again, look on my Facebook wall and look at the description of this lesson, and you'll see the link to the website that you can share your love offering at. Any amount would be a blessing. Our project right now is helping those that are homeless, sleeping on benches, going to Dollar Tree, buying care packages, and handing them out. Care packages consisting of gloves, hats, scarves, because it's still cold here and some people are still homeless. And also sanitary napkins and things for the runaway girls or the women that are out there homeless. Come on, help us to be a blessing to them, okay? 203-745-8162 is the prayer line, 24 hours. And again, look on my wall and you see the link where you can sow into the ministry. God bless you. We love you. In Jesus' name. Stay tuned for the next lesson. I guess it's going to be in a couple hours, part two of this series, which is the highest level to take a relationship between man and woman is marriage. Anything else is for play. But this series right here is called The Trust in God for Marriage and the Spouse Edition. God bless you. In Jesus' name, amen.